You are listening to Modern Jazz Today.
We've got a lot of new music coming at you from around the globe. Up first is guitarist Mike Miller. He's appeared on hundreds of albums and has released several of his own recordings, as well as writing music for other artists' releases. He continues to work on numerous film and television projects and has garnered 2 Grammy nominations with Chick Corea and the Yellow Jackets. Mike brings all this experience to his incredible body of work, Trust. It features guest appearances by Jimmy Haslip, Jimmy Johnson, Jimmy Earle, Scott Kinsey, Brandon Fields, Gary Novak, Marilyn Scott, Jeff Batko, Chad Wackerman, and Ayrto Moreria. Now that's a lineup. Let's get this hour started.
Thank you.
got it tuned in to Modern Jazz Today with your host, Carrie Gaffney and Jeff Williams. Up next on the queue is Jazz Sabbath. The man behind this project, band leader Milton Kinyes, is actually Adam Wakeman. Adam is a longtime keyboard and guitar player for Black Sabbath and Ozzy Osbourne. The main recording band consists of Adam, piano, Jerry Mann, bass, and Ash Sohn, drums. Jazz Sabbath Volume 2 features 11 additional great musicians. We are going to check into the track N.I.B. from Jazz Sabbath Volume 2. Jazz Sabbath. Up next for your listening pleasure is 7-time Grammy Award-winning jazz artist Christian McBride. He's teamed up with QBuzz, which is the high-res streaming and download service. They're releasing an EP featuring 3 songs. The EP is called The Q Sessions. McBride is joined by saxophonist Marcus Strickland, drummer Eric Harland, and guitarist Mike Stern. We're going to listen to the track Brouhaha.
Again, when we say goodbye, but only until next week. We look forward to having you join us next time on Modern Jazz Today, where we will be presenting today's artists, cutting their teeth and cutting the edge of sound. Join myself, Carrie Gaffney, and
Jeff Williams
when it's time to tune in and turn up again. We look forward to it.
you want to explore unique perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media, you are listening to the right channel. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
This is Bird Note. Rosalie Barrow Edge famously said, "The time to protect a species is while it is still common." She was one of the 20th century's most outspoken advocates for birds and the creator of the world's first refuge for raptors. In the U.S., birds of prey were once fair game for farmers and sport hunters who believed that raptors were a threat to livestock. In 1929, Pennsylvania was one of several states that offered a cash reward for every goshawk killed. That drew bounty hunters to the Appalachian Mountains, where migrating eagles, falcons, and hawks died by the thousands. When Rosalie learned of the slaughter, she spearheaded a campaign to lease and later buy a ridgeline hunting ground that locals called Hawk Mountain. In 1934, newly hired game wardens made certain that raptors were no longer hunted for sport, but counted for science. Today, Hawk Mountain Sanctuary attracts hundreds of researchers and volunteers who work to ensure that birds of prey remain a common sight. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Rimmel. This episode is dedicated to the memory of Nancy Nordoff, whose legacy of tenacious support for environmental conservation and opportunities for women will last for generations to come.